The study passed 23-1, but only after a long debate and the defeat of two amendments that sought to impose moratoria strongly backed by opponents of wind farms and the Northern Pass Project. Before the final vote, Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, who'd angered Northern Pass critics by stripping a ban of that project out of an earlier version of the bill, said he hoped more study would cool what he called the white-hot rhetoric surrounding these issues.
I ask everybody, not only the 24 people that are sitting here, but the people that are saying all the things that they're saying about this process, to come together in these studies and work to improve our state so that we can have the reliable electric system that we all need.
Bills to slow or block wind farms and the Northern Pass Project were also considered by the New Hampshire House, which voted to retain them in committee over the summer. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.